Yo, what is great in the state, people? It is the ugliest brother in Radio G Money, and welcome back for another episode of Smash the Mat. I believe this is episode 4. I'm doing 2 podcasts at the same time. So I know one I'm on episode, like, we're on episode 5 or 6? No, 5. Episode 5, and this one is episode 4. So, yeah. So we definitely getting it popping, man. Shout out to everybody listening, man. Shout out to all my Facebook friends. Shout out to this Facebook group I'm in, which inspires me every day to watch more wrestling and think even more critically about it. And that is the Nation of African American Wrestling. NAAW, N-A-A-W, man. I love that group. Like, all we do is talk wrestling, you know, opinions, all this good stuff, man. You know, we may not all share the same opinions, but we all respect the fact that we all have opinions because we all have one thing in common. We love wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Or wrestling, as like some people like to say. So I'm going to try to keep this episode semi-short because I'm in the middle of shifts. So I got to go back to work pretty soon, probably within an hour or so. So I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what's going down. I'm going to give my predictions on Hell in a Cell. Oh, I'm sorry. TLC. TLC is this Sunday. What else is going on? There's some rumors about some people and stuff like that. So look, you know what? Let's go ahead and jump into that. Nia Jax, okay? So Nia Jax has been off Raw for a couple weeks, and, you know, there's all kinds of speculations. You know, after Neville walking out, people were saying the same thing, like Nia Jax had left, and they were saying that, you know, she's unhappy with her position. And say, she should be unhappy because as big as she is, you know, she's easily the most dominant looking female wrestler on either roster, on all 3 rosters, if you want to do it like that. And she hasn't won the belt yet. She's supposed to be. I read a dirt sheet saying that Vince looked at her. Or Vince told her that she was supposed to be the Andre the Giant of the women's division. Like, they got to work hard to get you down and stuff. Okay, but she keep losing. So what's going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's getting pinned and stuff like this. Like, she should, like, they don't even book her like Awesome Kong or Karma or whatever. Like, she needs to be that. She should have been champ by now, like, just for the hell of it. I mean, look at her. Why is she not champ? You know? But so they were saying, I was reading stuff on Twitter, mainly Twitter, about how she, you know, she was unhappy with her pay and her position and all this. And I read another report, not sure if it was, you know, if it's legit or not, but apparently she has a lot of pull backstage because guess why? The Rock is her cousin. Duh. You know, it's like any Samoan that's wrestling is related to The Rock. And it's kind of true. It's like all of them are. The only one I don't know for sure, or I don't know anything about as far as family ties, is Samoa Joe. It's the only one. Like, and I don't sidestep it for a second. When it was Samoa Joe going after Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman was saying all that stuff, like he was like disowned by the tribe and all this stuff. I didn't know if he was just saying that stuff or if it was real. And it's hard to tell because Paul Heyman, you know, he be on some real, you know, that stuff he be talking about be real most of the time. So I didn't even look it up. So, but anyway, yeah, the word on the street is Nia Jax has pulled because The Rock is her cousin, you know, and who knows what that could mean, especially if they want him to come back for WrestleMania. We'll get into that later, too. But Alexa Bliss, I read an interview with Alexa Bliss, who actually is her best friend outside of the wrestling world, and says that she really just needed to recharge and, you know, she had to take a break, which I believe because if you're unfamiliar, WWE wrestlers are on the road 300 days a year. There's only 365 days in a year, okay? 300 days a year. So just imagine you're taking bumps and falls and getting knocked over and every day 300 days a year. You barely get to see your family. So I'm not surprised when they say someone needs to take a break. So hopefully, you know, hopefully we see her back soon. And hopefully she gets the belt within a few months, man. Because it's gonna be real crucial now that Asuka's showing up, man. You know. And Asuka beat Nia Jax in NXT, and that was a believable match. So before we get, you know what? Nah, I'm not gonna do my predictions yet, man, because the Shield is back. The Shield is back. It's amazing. You know, I didn't think that I would mark out seeing the Shield, but man, look, I had goosebumps when they came through. When I watched Raw this week and they came through the crowd, I had goosebumps. I was like, yo, I can't believe this. Like, this is real. And it's really good seeing them back, even though I really feel like they dug themselves in a hole I don't think they can get themselves out of. I really don't. Like, 5-on-3 is ridiculous. So, yeah, man, 5-on-3, man, that's crazy. And it's Kane, of all people. Kane, I was expecting, shout out to my man Mike Sams. He hit me up on Twitter during Raw, and he said something about, I bet it's Kane. If Braun Strowman wins the cage match, I bet the fifth member is Samoa Joe. I said Kane. He said Samoa Joe. So I was like, I'll take that bet. Well, because I thought it would be Samoa Joe too, but it was Kane. And at first, I was like, this is whack. Why Kane? Like, of all people, why Kane? And wasn't he on SmackDown? There's two things I thought. Then I started to think, it's revenge for his brother, The Undertaker. And then I was like, now that actually does make sense. Kane came back to avenge The Undertaker from his loss at WrestleMania. I could see that happening. That actually kind of makes sense, you know. But we all know why Kane is back. I don't know why. Every time I get in this room, I start yawning. It's something about this production room. But anyway, we all know the real reason Kane is back is because Glenn Jacobs didn't win that mayor seat that he was running for. But, hey, look, you know, that's neither here nor there. You know, I still like Kane. It's cool to see him back sometimes. So he's back. And let's see, what else is going on? Man, I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like as much as I really feel like they stacking the whole deck against the Shield. The whole deck. I feel like something's going to happen, but we'll talk about that when I make the predictions, okay? So, let's see. The rest of Raw. Raw was straight, man. Let's see. I'm a huge fan of Cedric Alexander. I've said this already. Anytime he showcases, he's being showcased in 205 Live, I feel like it's a good show. You know, and they had the tag match. Well, not the tag match. The tag match is this Sunday with him and Rich Swann against Jack Gallagher and Brian Kendrick. But, you know, they had a match on Raw. It was all right. It was pretty good. You know, they have their spots. Let's see. What else is going on? Apollo Crews, Titus O'Neil, and Jason Jordan, six-man tag against Elias. And I don't even remember the other two people in the match. I don't even remember. It was all right. I'm just glad to see Titus, not Titus, but Apollo actually get a win. That's what I was happy for, because he's been taking a few too many L's. He's too talented for that, man. Like, they're not really doing anything with him. So, you know, that was okay to see. Let's see. I'm starting to get slightly bored with Alexa Bliss and Mickie James. Like, just go ahead and have the match already. Their promos are uninspiring. I mean, I like the one from last week, but this one, I didn't really care for this one too much. We all know Asuka's going to run through Emma. And, you know, I already said in a previous episode how I feel, how long she needs to stay undefeated. Asuka, that is. She needs to be undefeated for a while. You know, but we know she's going to get the screw job sooner or later. But hopefully, at least until WrestleMania, like, they book her well. So, let me see, tag team championship. Well, no, that's Rollins, and that's the Shield, pretty much. So, I mean, Raw was cool. Raw was a good show. Let's see, SmackDown. Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about. I knew there was something. I really did not expect. Okay, I'm going to tell you, I was expecting AJ Styles to challenge Jinder Mahal for the belt. But Jinder went left and challenged Brock Lesnar. He challenged Brock Lesnar. I'm not going to front. He had me surprised by that. I was like, really now? Really? Brock Lesnar? Man, look, Brock Lesnar will run all through Jinder Mahal. I mean, like, the way Jinder wrestles, Brock would eat him for lunch, man. Like, and he's supposed to be responding, and Brock Lesnar's supposed to be responding this Monday. So, after Hell in a Cell, of course, I'm going to have my Hell in a Cell review. I keep saying Hell in a Cell. It's TLC. That's how you know I liked Hell in a Cell, man. I really like Hell in a Cell, but I mean TLC. The TLC review will be up on Monday, okay? But I'm very interested in this. Now, there's no reports on this, but I've just been hearing people talk. Would it be a title match? This is obviously it would be for Survivor Series. Would it be a title match? Belt versus belt. Universal Championship versus WWE Championship. That would actually be cool because I do not like the Universal title. I don't like it. I don't care for it. To me, the WWE Championship, you know, it's the main championship, and I'm glad it's on SmackDown. But think about this. If you unify the belts, then you have the champ on both shows. He does one feud on SmackDown for whomever the challenger is, and one on Raw. It could work. It could really work. I mean, that's the way I always envisioned it, but that would put a lot of work on the actual champion. So, I mean, I don't know, man, but then again, who would you put Brock Lesnar against at Survivor Series anyway? He's already beat Braun Strowman. More than likely, they're going to save Roman Reigns for WrestleMania. I'm guessing it could. I read something earlier today about Finn Balor actually challenging for the Universal title, but that might not be until Royal Rumble. So who knows? I mean, that's the thing though. The thing with Raw is Raw has plenty of main event caliber superstars. The problem is SmackDown doesn't. SmackDown doesn't have that many main event caliber superstars. They just make the best of a bad situation, and that like they just excel with what they have, and they excel to a fault. I mean, because of course they could always do better. Both actually, Raw and SmackDown could do better. Like, let's just get that out the way. The booking for WWE isn't the greatest. Okay, we know this. They misuse characters. Yes, they do. They waste big moments. They spoil things. They could do a lot better. We all know this, okay? But I'm not here to just sit there and downplay everything they do. You know, there's plenty of other podcasts where they just crap on everything WWE does. And I don't want to do that. I want to talk about the good. I want to be positive. You know, we'll mention the stuff, but you know, it's not. If it was a total waste, I wouldn't even watch it. And then who wants to listen to something where the dude are just negative the whole time? Well, I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I wish they do this, and I wish they do that. Like, okay, we know, bro. We know. We get it. You know, and I'm not taking any shots at anybody because, honestly, I don't really listen to any other podcasts. I'm going to start. The only other podcast I've heard is Randy Cruz, and he's pretty cool. I follow him on Twitter. It's the Cruise Control Podcast. He's pretty dope. He's cool. And I like his commentary on Twitter. So, you know, even though he don't follow me back, it's all right. I ain't one of those guys, man, you gotta follow me back. You know, he's got good insight, so I'm cool with it. But yeah, so I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm interested, nevertheless. Jinder versus Brock. You know, in no way, shape, or form do I feel like Jinder could win, even with interference from the Singhs. You know, and I guess they'd have to do a non-title, you know, because I'm pretty sure they have plans for both belts, you know, leading into WrestleMania. And it's almost that time of the year. So, well, almost the end of the year. So, you know what that means. So, but yeah, outside of that, you know, we're watching, you are witnessing the comeuppance of Sami Zayn. You know, Sami, now that Sami Zayn has turned heel, he's about to look, his whole... his stock is about to rise. I mean, he just got a pinfall victory over Randy Orton. You would have never saw that coming a few months ago. So, hey, man, shout out to Sami Zayn. And the crazy thing is, he doesn't even the cool thing about Sami as a heel is he didn't really change. Like, he didn't. The only he talks exactly the same. He acts exactly the same. It's just his mindset is different. So I like those kinds of heel turns because you don't like completely change. Like, I'm gonna give you an example of somebody that completely changed. Neville. Neville was completely different. He came out looking like a superhero. You know what I'm saying? He was always smiling, pointing his fingers in the air and all this stuff. When he came back, nah, he done grew the beard out. Like, he doesn't gesture to the crowd or nothing. He doesn't pander. He don't do nothing. He even talks different, you know. So, I mean, but either way can work, all right? So, let's see. What else happened on SmackDown? The women's SmackDown women's, it is what it is. I'm okay with it. But as each passing week goes, I'm less and less into the women's division. Like, they got Charlotte, which is cool. They got Naomi, which is cool. I don't know. I just feel like I just need, like, a little something more out of these matches. Yeah. Like, I'm definitely digging I'm definitely looking forward to the Bludgeon Brothers, Rowan and Harper. You know, I feel like they don't know. Creative doesn't know what to do with these guys. Like, first they're together, then they break them up, then they're together again. You know, it's like they don't. I don't know. My thing is, as long as Harper is on the show, that's all that matters to me. However you have him, it doesn't matter, because he is probably one of the best wrestling big men on the roster today. Because he's like 6'8". Like, the dude can wrestle, man. Even though he looks like a hobo, the dude can wrestle. You know what I'm saying? Rowan, I can't say this. Well, I mean, Rowan is okay. He just doesn't have any personality. He doesn't have any personality. Harper at least has a little bit. Harper has a little personality, and he's athletic for a big guy. Rowan is just big. But he could do a spin kick, which is pretty amazing for somebody like him. And he's probably like 4 or 5 inches taller than me. And I don't think I could do a proper spin kick the way he can do it. So, that's cool. That's cool. But, yeah, man, SmackDown is okay. Let's see. NXT. I love NXT. I always say this. Now, you know, before we go to NXT, let's go to 205 Live. Okay, 205 Live is starting to get just a little boring. Just a little bit. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because Enzo talks too damn much. I mean, like, yo, Enzo. Like, Enzo be having, like, 10-minute promos, bruh. It's cool for a while, but after like that third minute, I'm like, dude, you gotta chill, you know. I mean, yeah, he got Kalisto jumped on Raw, and that brings me to a point I said on Twitter. Enzo would do very, very well as the leader of a faction or a stable or a group, something like that. Like, if you had, like, you know, what was a group of little guys like FBI. You know, full-blooded Italians or something. Like, if you give him a group like that, he will shine. Like, him as the head man, and then he just have, like, 2 or 3 goons behind him. That, you know, that could be good. That could work. That could definitely work. So, I don't know, man. Hopefully something like that happens in 205 Live, you know. Because, like, they have to – the thing for 205 Live is – yeah, they're cool. They're cool with the cruiserweights, and, you know. And I understand wrestlers are getting frustrated and stuff, but some guys are really embracing their roles, like Drew Gulak and the PowerPoint presentation. You know, he took something that was boring and he made it slightly more enjoyable than you would think. You know, I actually like Drew Gulak. I like him until he starts wrestling. I like everything about Drew Gulak until he starts wrestling, and then, you know. And then I'm wondering where Tony Nese is. I haven't seen Tony Nese in a while. I haven't seen Grand Metalik in a while. There's been a few guys that are missing. But, you know, hopefully that all comes together. Okay, now NXT. NXT had a really good triple threat match between Sonya Deville, Ruby Riott, and Ember Moon for another spot in the Fatal 4-Way for the NXT Championship match at NXT TakeOver War Games. And that... like I said, I expected Ember Moon to be in a match, and she actually won the triple threat match in fantastic fashion. is a really good match. Sonya Deville, she's okay. I can't remember what her first name was. Like, before they called her Sonya Deville, she was something. But I really feel like she's going to fizzle out because there's no reason for her character to be there when you have a Shayna Baszler lurking around the shadows. But, you know, I don't wish ill will on nobody, but, you know, two MMA chicks. And then, you know, if Shayna Baszler is going to be sticking around, you know, Ronda Rousey is going to be showing up sooner or later. So it is what it is. But, yeah, NXT was good. Let's see. Aleister Black had a good match against Raul Mendoza, and I'm guessing it's going to be Aleister Black versus the Velveteen Dream at the NXT TakeOver. That's going to be the night before Survivor Series. And let's see. Oh, man. The Undisputed Era. That's Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, and Kyle O'Reilly versus Sanity. You know, Alexander Wolfe, Killian Dane, Eric Young in the main event. It's a pretty good match. Pretty good match. You know, Eric Young does what he needs to do. He's pretty much the biggest star in the match. Well, I don't know, depending on Eric Young or Adam Cole, either or. And right when Sanity had them beat and they had Adam Cole, they was about to finish him off, out comes the Authors of Pain, which is a horrible name. But those two guys mean business, along with Paul Ellering, who was the former manager of Hawk and Animal, the Road Warriors. And all hell broke loose. But I'm looking forward to maybe it'll be a triple threat tag team championship match at NXT TakeOver. If Authors of Pain don't get their single rematch, it'll be a triple threat match. Yeah, but I think that's good, man. Because Authors of Pain, they need to go ahead and I feel like they just need to go ahead and no, they don't need to move them up just yet because Akam and Razor are not over at all because they don't speak English and it's like people don't really like them. Because they're really bland. They're just two big guys. They come out, they beat people up, and they leave, which I don't have a problem with. But then when you look at a team like Heavy Machinery, and, you know, they actually have personality. So no telling. But they should stick around just because there's nobody to stop Heavy Machinery if they decide to run wild. Like, I was surprised that Sanity actually got the win over Authors of Pain, but... You know, and I thought they was going to be a heel group, but it looks like Sanity might actually be fan favorites out here. The only thing I'm really excited about is I just want to see how they're going to debut. I know Sanity's going to debut on the main roster probably sometime next year, maybe after WrestleMania. Yeah, because you know after WrestleMania, they always have the big reveals or the new guy to come out, the new additions to whichever shows. So, yeah. So, I don't know about the Undisputed Era. I mean, they should because they might. But I really don't see anything big really happening for the Undisputed Era when they hit the main roster. Like, I know Adam Cole is big on the indie scene and all that. Adam Cole, baby! I understand, but I don't know. He looks like... I know he can wrestle. I really don't think anything big is going to happen with him. And, you know, they signed Ricochet, the word on the street is WWE signed Ricochet from Lucha Underground and New Japan Pro Wrestling. Now, look, if you know absolutely nothing about Ricochet, his most famed matches are against Will Ospreay. And if you have no idea who that is, then just Google Ricochet versus Will Ospreay. All their matches, it's either love or hate for their matches because some people call them spot fests and other people, you know, it's just a spot fest. And a spot fest is just, you know, just a bunch of high spots like, oh, a big jump here, big crash here, big jump here, big crash there. You know, so I don't know, man. I like Ricochet. So, you know, he was Prince Puma in Lucha Underground, if I remember correctly. But, yeah, I think he'll make a cool addition. He'll probably be NXT champion, but he won't be like no WWE champion or nothing. He'll probably go to 205 Live too, you know, looking at the way it's going to be. So let me make these predictions because I didn't want this to be too long. We're already at the 25-minute mark. Okay, so I have the lineup right here. So let's see. Drew Gulak to present a WWE Cruiserweight Championship edition of his PowerPoint presentation, which is probably going to lead to Akira Tozawa to come out. They might have an impromptu match right then and there. Okay, and if that happens, of course, Tozawa's going to win. Sasha Banks versus Alicia Fox. Yo, Alicia Fox is certified crazy. Like, I just be wondering, like, do the guys and gals backstage be like, yo, Alicia crazy as hell. Because she be wilding out on TV. Like, this past Monday, she was doing the most. You know, it's entertaining, but she was doing the most, man. I was like, yo, this chick is wild. Duh. I can't deal with a chick like that. Okay, so then Cedric Alexander, Rich Swann versus Gentleman Jack Gallagher and the Brian Kendrick. I want Alexander and Swann to win. I really do. I really want them to win. You know, for the brothers. They got to win for the culture. I really feel like some BS is going to happen and Gallagher and Kendrick is going to win. So, yeah, I'm going to come back to that one. Oscar versus Emma, look. The only thing, my only expectations for this match is for Oscar to just kick Emma really hard and do something so the crowd's like, ooh, you know, that's all I want to see. But Oscar's winning that easy. Let's see, Cruiserweight Championship, Kalisto versus Enzo Amore. I feel in my heart of hearts that Enzo Amore is going to win this match. Like, because if he, like, and the reason I say this, because think about this. If Enzo loses the rematch, technically, if you have a belt, you lose the belt, you get your automatic rematch. If you lose the rematch, you're pretty much, you're not like out of the picture, but you gotta take a few steps back in the line. There's nothing else for Enzo to do except being in a title feud. So that's why I say Enzo's going to win that. The Demon. Look, man. You got Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt. You got Finn Balor's got this pumpkin head paint that he's wearing straight right on time for Halloween. It's orange and black, and he looks silly, you know. And then you got Bray Wyatt who's going to cross-dress to look like Sister Abigail. So you got a cross-dresser and a human pumpkin going at it. Like, I had so many expectations for this feud, and they have let me down. Outside of, like, two matches, man, they have completely let me down with this. I don't even know why I'm surprised, because, Bray Wyatt is good for some craziness, you know, and Finn, oh, man, look. But if I have to choose a winner, if I absolutely have to, and I'm going to have to, Bray, oh, let me see. Finn's been winning a lot of matches, so I'm just going to go ahead and say Bray Wyatt. I'm just going to say Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt on that. And I don't even know how that match is going to be. Oh, man, I got one more thing I need to talk about, but I'm going to go ahead and finish this up. Alexa Bliss versus Mickie James for the belt. I'm expecting Alexa to hold on to that just because. I like Mickie James. I don't know. Something about Mickie seems different. I don't know what it is. And it has nothing to do with her being older. I'm not exactly sure. But, yeah, I'm going Alexa Bliss on this one. The Shield versus Braun Strowman, The Miz, Kane, Cesaro, and Sheamus. That is a lot of people. It's a TLC 5-on-3 handicap match. Oh, man. Look, like I said, the Shield feel like they dug themselves into a huge hole. If it was Strowman, The Miz, Cesaro, Sheamus, and Curtis Axel, I'd probably still give the edge to the Shield. I think somebody's going to come out and help the Shield. I do. I'm thinking it's going to be Matt Hardy. I don't know. But I really feel like somebody's going to come out and help the Shield. But I don't know. Would WWE spoil their reunion? I want to say yes, they would. I really like Strowman in this match. The only reason I'm looking at this other team is Strowman. Because once you get Strowman out of there, then it becomes even, really. Because right now, it's uneven as hell with Strowman in there, no matter what side he's on. So, let's see. The Shield. You know what? I'm going to Miz's team. I usually don't do this. I don't really want to bet against the Shield. But 3-on-5, man, come on. But then again, knowing WWE, they stack the deck on purpose. They stacked the deck on purpose. But it's okay, because I'm gonna drink the Kool-Aid. I'm going Strowman, Miz, Kane, Cesaro, and Sheamus. Yeah. And you know what? I'm choosing the Miz to get the pinfall. The Miz is gonna get the pinfall. He's gonna benefit off somebody's hard work, and he's gonna get the pinfall victory. Okay, so this is the official rundown. Cause you know, Hell in a Cell, they threw me a curveball. You know, they made a change during the show. So let's see what we got here. Okay, so I'm choosing the Miz, Braun Strowman, and them over the Shield. I'm choosing them. I'm choosing Alexa Bliss to win. I'm choosing Sister Abigail to win. I'm choosing Enzo Amore to win. I'm choosing Oscar to win. I'm choosing Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann to win. Am I? Always bet on black, baby. Yes, I am. I'm choosing Sasha Banks to win. Yeah, and if Drew Gulak has an impromptu match with Akira Tozawa, I'm going Tozawa. So those are my predictions for TLC, not Hell in a Cell. TLC. I probably said Hell in a Cell a bunch of times on this show. Okay, last thing I want to get into because I had forgotten. Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler should be having show-stealing matches every week, but they're not. They're like, these matches should be the best things on TV right now because Dolph Ziggler is a great worker. Bobby Roode is a great worker, but something is missing. I think it's because they keep trying to go for these flimsy fluke losses joints. Oh, pull the tights. I'm going to pull the tights. Well, this time I'm going to pull the tights. Like, let's just have a straight up winner. How about that? No tight pulling, none of that stuff. And I'm actually surprised Bobby Roode lost a match so quick. So quick into his main roster debut. It's like his third match. Like his third or fourth match. And he already has but you know, you can't crap on Dolph Ziggler, so I understand. But like, I really need to see more from these guys. I really do. Because like, this should be low key like the feud of the year. Cause Ziggler does great work. And his work with Shinsuke was really good. Really, really good. So yeah, that's what I'm looking to see. Okay, y'all, I had to do an update. I had to do an update. I had to edit the rest of this, the end of this. I was going to do this all over, but I got it. Like I said, I got a DJ in a little bit. So look, this is what happened. I had just finished the episode, and I was just about to post it so everybody could listen to it. And then I just happened to go on Twitter. No, first I saw it on Facebook in that same group. Shout out to NAW, Nation of African American Wrestling. Somebody posted a screenshot, and it said that Kurt Angle was going to be stepping in for Roman Reigns at TLC and AJ Styles is going to be stepping in for Bray Wyatt at TLC. Now, look, I completely forgot to say this, but it's been reported that Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt have been missing. Well, they haven't been missing, but they weren't on TV the last week or so because Bray and JoJo, matter of fact, you know, Bray is dating JoJo. So one of them contracted meningitis, and if you are unfamiliar with meningitis, it is very easily spreadable. You can catch it in the air. If you're even in the room with the same person as meningitis, you can catch it, and it's like an inflammation of the, I forget. Look, I'm not a doctor. I'm a DJ, okay? Just know that Bray Wyatt, his brother Bo Dallas, and JoJo all have meningitis, so they've been off TV for a while until they get it cured, and in case you didn't know, Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas are brothers. Okay, so more than likely they travel together and Bray Wyatt is dating JoJo. So they were probably all in the same car or whatever would happen. But they all have meningitis. I was actually wondering if he'd even be ready for the match, but he's not. So now they're going to have AJ Styles step in to take on Finn Balor. That's crazy. That's amazing. And I don't even know what's going on with Roman Reigns. All I know is they just said that Kurt Angle is taking his place in the match. So it's going to be Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and Kurt Angle against Braun Strowman, The Miz, The Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro, and Kane. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on with that. And so all I know is I'm even more hype about the show now. I'm looking at Randy Cruz's Twitter. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I'm missing. So this changes everything. It really does. I think that, now I don't know who to choose. Well, I chose Bray Wyatt to win the match before, but now that you got AJ Styles in there, man, I'm going AJ. Well, you know what? I'm going AJ. I'm going AJ over Balor because he's freaking AJ Styles. He's phenomenal. Okay, so, yeah, AJ Styles over Finn Balor. Man, wow, that was a great choice, too. AJ Styles, man, I'm calling it match of the night. Match of the night. AJ Styles versus Finn Balor, that'll be the match of the night. Even though there's a TLC match on board, but I don't know, man. Look, you got Kurt Angle that's about to come back. I thought Kurt Angle would come back for a match around Royal Rumble, WrestleMania time, but this could be even better. I mean, but that's still 5-on-3. It's still 5-on-3. And it's like now you don't have a powerhouse. There's no powerhouse. But you get a wrestling machine in Kurt Angle. And I know he's still in shape. I know he is. I don't care how old he looks. He's still in shape. So, man, okay, I'm still going to go Braun Strowman in them. But I'm expecting Kurt Angle to do something awesome. And I'm still going to choose The Miz to get the pinfall. Now, maybe Roman Reigns shows up. Now, if Roman Reigns shows up, then I'll give the edge to The Shield. And The Shield plus Kurt Angle, I'll give them the edge. But right now, if it's still 5-on-3, I'm going with the 5. I'm going Braun Strowman to them, okay? So now, man, I'm hyped. The show is 2 days from now. Like, it's Sunday. Man, what is going on? I'm checking my Twitter right now. I'm trying to see if there's any explanations. Like, what's going on with this, yo? But then I just read a report that said AJ Styles misses a WWE live event due to an illness. So, I don't know, man. This is going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting to watch. I was already feeling blah about this pay-per-view. I was like, it'll be all right. Because, nothing really, stood out to me. You know, not like Hell in a Cell did because, you know, there's no Hell in a Cell matches. But I'm really digging this, though. You putting AJ Styles against Finn Balor. That's what I'm really excited about. Regardless of how I feel about Finn Balor, man, you put him with somebody like AJ Styles, you know, they're going to tear the house down. They really will. Let's see. Is there any news? Let's see. Breaking. Kurt Angle returns to action at WWE TLC, replacing Roman Reigns. Finn Balor to battle AJ Styles. So, yeah, I guess. That's just it. So, look, okay, still, I had said before, but I had to delete all that stuff. Merry Mother Loving Birthday to Scott Hall, man. Very fond memories of him and Razor Ramon. Of course, they're the same person. All the ups and downs, man. So, definitely major Merry Mother Loving Birthday. Shout out to him. Shout out to all my people checking us out. Shout out to NAW, the Nation of African American Wrestling on Facebook. It's a group. I enjoy them. They keep me on my toes. I enjoy reading the opinions and all that good stuff. Shout out to all my homies. You know, if you listening, even if we're not friends, we don't care. I appreciate you listening. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @G_MONIY. You know, I'll be live tweeting the show and I'll live tweet wrestling in general. So, you know, get with me, man. We gonna make it happen. This is Smash the Mat.